Welcome to Jesus and Coffee. I pray your day has been amazing, and I pray it only gets better from here. So, friends, today we're going to talk about this little light of mine. Remember growing up, if you went to any type of Sunday school or a church camp or anything like that, you learned that song. It was right behind, Yes, Jesus Loves Me. So I remember growing up singing that song, This Little Light of Mine. Don't worry about my voice. Just because I do sing don't mean I can. But you get it, right? So yeah, This Little Light of Mine, I'm going to let it shine. All of that. I think that as a child, we understood enough to know that we all had a light in us that we should let shine, right? And then somewhere over the years, probably around high school, we were convinced that something was wrong with our light, that the way that our flame flickered, if it made someone else uncomfortable, if someone else didn't like it, if it lit up a room where there was darkness, that meant something was wrong with us. So we should suppress our light. And I mean, thank God for those of you who never worried about that and kept on shining regardless. But I will say I fell victim to the, let me hide this light a little bit because it's making other people look at me. Amen. So throughout the years in high school and as a young adult, I think I never really tapped in to all of the things that God gave me because I felt so different, so unique, so odd. And now here I am at my big age, 40 plus, and I'm realizing that all of those things that I thought were so different, they should be tucked away somewhere, are really the things that God put in me to change the world. Or at least my little part of it, right? All throughout school, I was picked on because of my voice, because it was so like deep and raspy. And I can't tell you how many people would say like, you sound like Jadakiss, or are you a boy? And I'm like, bro, I open my mouth and this is what comes out. Like, what am I supposed to do here? Somebody help me. But as I've gotten older, I'm like, wow, this same voice that I was picked on for as a kid is now heard on radio stations all over the country. People turn on their TVs and this voice comes out through the, you know, television speaker and movies. And like, just this voice has opened so many doors for me. And it's the same thing that the world thought was odd at one time, right? So I just want to tell you today, friend, what you got going on? It ain't odd, it's God. And just like as a child, the song we sang says, you gotta let that light shine. There is a light that God places on the inside of all of us. And as opposed to spending all this time trying to figure out how you can cover it up, just let that light shine. Because that little light in you is made specifically to illuminate an area of darkness in this world. And maybe my light is my voice, right? Because I'm using it now to speak, and I use it in so many other places, and I just thank God for the gift that is my voice. But your light may not be your voice. Your light may be your hands. Your light may be the way that you think. Maybe your light is exercise, fitness. I don't know. But whatever that thing that God gave you is, no matter how odd it may appear to those around you, God gave it to you with good intention, friend. And you gotta let that light shine. You gotta walk boldly into every room like you know God sent you there. And when you're called on to use that gift, you gotta use it. Trust me, the world will adjust. And if they're uncomfortable at first, it's okay. Sometimes with a little bit of brightness, you know, when you first wake up in the morning and your room's all dark, it feels cozy, but you gotta let the light in. And when you first open those curtains and the light comes in, sometimes you gotta squint a little bit. Just, woo, hold on, that's a little bit bright, baby. But after a while, your eyes adjust and you learn to appreciate the light that's coming in. And you go out, you bask in the sunshine, all is well, right? Well, same thing. If people around you are a little uncomfortable because of the brightness of your light, well, tell them, give it a minute. They'll adjust. Hand them some sunglasses. Baby, give them an umbrella. You know how you see people with a little umbrella when it's bright and sunny outside? Hand them an umbrella. But one thing we not gonna do is dim our light to make others comfortable. Not anymore. Because to me, it's almost like saying, God, I know you gave me this amazing thing, but because other people don't understand it, I'm gonna hide it from the world. And who exactly is that servicing, friend? You're not helping you by doing that, and you're definitely not helping the other people that God has assigned you to. And whether you know it or not, whether they say it or not, the light that God gave you has the ability to change some part of this world. So we're relying on you to let your light shine, friend. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for the day, Lord. I thank you for my voice. I thank you for the ability to speak today, Lord, to find the words. I thank you for sending me this message. I thank you for everyone that joined in on this Jesus and Coffee podcast episode, Lord. I pray that they are here with good reason, Lord, and that this message touches someone in a way that lets them know that their light was created on purpose, that thing that they think is odd is all God, and that even though the world may not know just yet where to place them, it's because what they've got is so unique, you're going to carve out a lane that is its own with them in mind. So Lord, I just thank you for all of that. I thank you for the provision. I thank you for the opportunity. I thank you for the gifts and the talents. I thank you that even when we don't know which direction we're going or what we are doing in this world, you still have a perfect plan. Lord, I thank you that today someone is going to unleash what you've given them. Lord, I thank you that a talent they've been sitting on is going to make it to the public view. Lord, I thank you that someone who's been quietly sitting in the corner observing everyone else live and work with their gifts is going to finally take the step to show the world theirs. Lord, I thank you that today someone's going to start researching the next step. Lord, that someone's going to say, all right, I'm taking this step in faith and I'm either going to fly or fall. Because Lord, we know that sometimes falling is a part of the plan. But when you fall in Jesus' name, you fall forward. And it's still one step closer to where he has for you to go. So Lord, I just thank you for it all. I thank you for the beginning and the end. I thank you for all the spaces in between. I thank you for everything that is required to get us to where you'll have us going. Lord, I thank you that someone right now is going to walk into a dark room, and although it feels comfortable because it's been dark and everyone else in there is accustomed to the dark, Lord, we claim that right now someone is going to pull that little candle out and just start singing "This Little Light of Mine." And everyone in the room is going to be drawn to the light, as uncomfortable as it may be. As different as it may look, it'll be like moths to a flame, Lord. Their talent, their gifts, the service they provide the world for kingdom business is going to make strides in a way that they didn't know was possible. So, Lord, I just thank you for that. I thank you for all that lies ahead as we begin to embark on new territory, as seasons that may make us uncomfortable. We just ask that you just remain by our side and send us people to help us along on our journey. In your son Jesus' name, amen. Have an amazing day, friend. Catch you next time on Jesus and Coffee. Don't forget to send this link to another creator, somebody you know that needs to let their light shine.